The study focused on two large introductory physics classes at the University of British Columbia in Canada, with more than 250 students in each section. For 1 week, the control group was taught in the traditional lecture style by a well-rated, experienced instructor. The other experimental section was led by an inexperienced instructor who followed a research-based interactive approach. It was developed by the study co-author Nobel laureate Carl Wieman, currently Associate Director for Science in the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy.
There was a great deal of careful data collected showing how identical the two sections, these two large sections of this class, were beforehand, and this focused very much on looking at exactly what could be learned with the different methods from the classroom experience, the time when you have the maximum instructor interaction, face-to-face interaction time.
Both classes were held in a theater-style room with fixed seats. In the experimental group, the instructor did not lecture. Rather, students were divided into groups of two or three to discuss and answer a series of questions projected on a large screen.
The energy in the class and the excitement of the students makes for a great learning environment.
University of British Columbia postdoctoral fellow Louis Deloria is one of the study's co-authors. He was an instructor in the experimental class. He and doctoral student Ellen Chalou directed questions, listened to student discussions, recorded results, and delivered feedback to individuals and the group.
So, as an instructor, you really have to be on your toes.
Co-author Ellen Chalou says the method encourages students to think like scientists. She says they learn to make and test predictions, solve problems, and reason critically.
Their brains are turned on, they're thinking hard, and they're really working through these problems. So even if they don't have enough time to complete a given problem, they are prepared to learn from the instructor feedback that always follows group's tasks.
In a test of the material immediately following the experiment, students in the interactive class scored twice as high as those in the control section. Other data showed that they were more engaged in learning. And based on a survey given to the experimental group, Deloria says students like the approach.
We asked them if they thought all their courses should be taught in this way, if they think they would learn more. And as mentioned in the paper, the overwhelming majority of students said yes, we would prefer, you know, having all our courses taught that way. And, you know, other questions like, did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy this interactive style? And 90% of students, for instance, agreed to that.
The study results reinforced research showing that traditional passive lecture formats are not the most effective way to teach large classes. Co-author Carl Wieman, on leave from his post as Director of Science Education Initiatives at the University of British Columbia and the University of Colorado, says teaching methods need to change.
That's what this study shows, is that there's a lot better way to do things, and faculty ought to all be switching over.
Wieman notes that 55 courses at the University of Colorado have already made the switch. He's hoping that many more colleges take up the initiative that can energize teaching and learning. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.